Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. So let me get right to our point today, right to our topic. I'm coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. And it says, or reads, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Our subject matter, our topic for today, is blinded minds. Notice what the text says, though, blinded, that Satan, it says the God of this world, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. And in verse 3, it says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing." The gospel being veiled, and is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of these unbelieving people, these ones who are perishing. I just find that utterly fascinating to think about, and the implications of what that means. When you go back through that scripture, or both of those scriptures, verses 3 and 4, the gospel, which we know the gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us, who he is and what he has done. He has paid the price for our sins. It is through faith in him that we have eternal life. There is no other way to the Father. There is no other way of eternal life but through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Faith in him. He is the righteous one. He is the sinless one who has paid the price for those who have trusted in him. He has paid the price for those who would trust to have salvation in him and in him alone. There is no other way. He is the only way. But that gospel, and Paul says our gospel, the Christian gospel, the gospel of the Bible, the gospel of God, is veiled. It is hidden. It is kept a secret from them. They do not understand it. People do not recognize it. Who are the ones that do not recognize it? Who are the ones that this gospel has been hidden from, disguised from? Well, those who are perishing. These are the ones who are headed to hell. These are the ones who are going to remain in hell for eternity with burning, suffering, away from the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, away from God the Father. Now, when you read God there in verse 4, don't think God as was the one true living God. Don't think Heavenly Father. Do not think God in that way. No, it says the God of this world. That is a reference to Satan. And notice what Satan has done. Notice what the devil has done. He has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. Again, that's our topic, these blinded minds. And that's why I said it's so fascinating when you start to think about what Satan has done and that he has blinded the minds, where these minds now cannot see. They do not understand. They do not get it. When it comes to the gospel, it is veiled to them. They are perishing. They're on their way to hell. And he has blinded their minds. And notice what the scripture says of the unbelieving in verse 4, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. That is what he has designed. That is his purpose. He does not want them to see the truth of the gospel. He does not want them to know the truth of the gospel, to place faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is his goal, to keep them on that path of perdition, to keep them on that path of hell, so that they will not see the truth of the gospel, so that they will not understand what Jesus Christ has done for them. I like what Matthew Henry says in his commentary on this passage. He says, the design of the devil is to keep men in ignorance. And when he cannot keep the light of the gospel out of the world, he makes it his great business to keep it out of the hearts of men. Again, the design of the devil is to keep men in ignorance. And when he cannot keep the light of the gospel out of the world, he makes it his business to keep it out of the hearts of men. Notice his point. Satan desires to keep people in ignorance, keep people in ignorance of God and God's word and what that word means and the implications of that word. He doesn't want people to hear the gospel. He doesn't want the gospel to be spread to all nations. And for people to hear the gospel, he does not desire that to happen. He wants to keep the light of the gospel out of the world. However, if he cannot keep the light of the gospel out of the world, then Matthew Henry's point is, he makes it his business to keep it out of the hearts of men. So while the gospel still can come to individuals, Satan then works, or his design is, to keep them from understanding the gospel and placing faith in Jesus Christ. So even though the light has come, even though the gospel has come, they do not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, who is God. This has been veiled from them. And think about this statement. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Again, those who have their minds blinded, the gospel is foolishness to them. Wow. I mean, just think about that. All the unbelieving falls into this category, and this is where I'm going now. All the unbelieving falls into this category of those whose minds have been blinded. And of course, that brings us back to our title of our podcast, right? Christian versus the world. Because I am saying, all who are not Christians then fall into this category of having their minds blinded. These would be those who 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 refer to as those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Again, either you are saved or unsaved. Either you are a Christian or a non-Christian or unbeliever. Either you are eternally going to spend the rest of your days after you leave here in heaven, or you're going to spend eternity in hell. All of those who are headed to hell, their minds have been blinded by Satan. So then, what are we to do as Christians? Since we know that this is the case, since Scripture tells us that this is the case, then what should be our focus? What should we do? What should be our plan? How should we interact with these people who I refer to as those who we are, in one sense, have this adversarial relationship with? But as I said to you in my opening podcast is that this is still about evangelism. It is still about reaching those who do not know Jesus Christ, those who are blind. We are still called to witness. We are still called to proclaim the truth of God's word. We do not know how or when the Spirit of God will break through on that heart and they give their life to Christ and they come to the understanding of Jesus Christ. So then, although we recognize the truth of the blinded minds, we also recognize the truth that God still saves and that there is still hope, and that it is on us as Christians to prepare ourselves and to be diligent in our study, to be faithful in our walk, so that we may live a life of faith, a life that is an example to others who do not know Jesus Christ, and a life that is still an example to other believers. Nevertheless, our goal still must be that we must reach these people, or make the attempt to reach these people. We must not be deterred with knowing their situation, or be hesitant, or any way be confused about what our mission still is. God has called us to reach the unbeliever. God has called us to go and to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. That has to be our goal. Regardless of what we know of the condition of the unbeliever, we have been equipped to address such a situation, to address their condition. We have the weapons of warfare with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I am going to say more about this on the next podcast, as far as our evangelism and the need for us to continue to pursue the unbeliever and what God has called us to do as being ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and the emphasis again that we're to place on evangelism and how we should not be discouraged. So just some things I will focus on dealing with evangelism and reaching the unbeliever. But before I close out this podcast, there is one other important thing I wanted to stress about this category of these unbelievers that I keep speaking of. Again, Christians versus the world. And now here I am talking about all of these people who have had their minds blinded. And I want to stress this point again. It doesn't make a difference who these people are if they have not placed faith in Christ. Everyone, again, is in that category. And what I see happening with Christians is that they want to remove or to believe that certain people are not in the category based on their own reasoning, based on what they feel, so based on their feelings. So they come up with these different standards, this different criteria that allows this person whose mind is clearly blinded, according to what Scripture tells us, this person who is on the road to hell. Yet some believers believe that, hey, since they line up with me as far as my politics, then they're not in the category. Hey, this person is a conservative, so they are not in the category. This person is against gay marriage, so this person is not in the category. This person believes that certain things are wrong. They're a good person spiritually, so they're not in the category. Or maybe because of our feelings again, and them being a loved one, and the person being real nice, real sweet. As far as a worldly standard, the person might be someone who does a lot of good things. So you would say, well, this person's mind hasn't been blinded by Satan. And I surely don't want to forget this one. Well, just because the person does not believe like I believe, just because they're not a Christian, or maybe just because they don't believe the same way I do about Jesus Christ, doesn't mean that their minds have been blinded. Doesn't mean that they're on a road to hell. So maybe they are Catholic. Maybe they're a Jehovah's Witness. Maybe they're Muslim. Maybe they're Mormon. And people see all of these other good attributes about the person, and they say, surely, just because they don't believe like we believe, you now want to say that their minds are blinded? You want to say that the Catholic mind is blinded? You want to say that the Mormon, the Jehovah's Witness, you want to say that the Muslim, the Buddhist, you want to say that their minds are blinded also? And I'm still telling you, yes, their mind has been blinded by Satan. They need the gospel preached to them. They need their hearts worked on by the Holy Spirit so that they can come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. As I keep reminding you, it's Christians versus the world. Either you have Christ or you do not. Either you have heaven or you do not. We can't come up with this or with our own system to believe that others somehow now escape the penalty of not having Christ. That somehow they still make it in. That somehow they do have the light of the glory of Jesus Christ. Even though they haven't placed faith in Jesus Christ, or that God is going to just somehow let them in. That's not the destiny of those who are blinded or who have been blinded by Satan, who have been deceived. They're perishing. And again, this brings me back to what we must do as Christians. If we are really concerned about these people who are on their way to hell, then what is our response? What must we do for these people who are blinded? And so I'll end on that note. And like I said, God willing, on our next podcast, we will talk further about this. Thank you again. My name is Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you, and God bless you.